My name is Lamo. Happy Sunday. Welcome to the Kadampa Center. I hear that there are welcome to the students from NC State. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be arriving. Geshe-la is our resident teacher. When he arrives through that door, if everyone would please stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And you'll see some of us prostrating, and if you feel uncomfortable doing so, you're welcome to just remain standing. I'm sure Elise may have said that already. If you have cell phones, if you please either, you know, mute them or turn them off so it doesn't ring. Geshe-la has told me to remind everyone to please circumambulate the stupa outside. It's a symbol of the enlightened mind. It's that white structure out here. we usually go clockwise. Also, there are some prayer reels on the other side of this wall. It's sort of blocked with a book sale, but turning those clockwise also, it has a great merit and purification. We'll be saying some prayers in the white prayer book. If you're sitting in a pew, it's at the end of the pew, and we'll be saying some the prayers on the first bay sheet. Let's see. I believe this week Geshe-la will be might be saying something about the 9-round breathing. Practice, because I don't think he said it last weekend, and also he's been talking about compassion and explaining different meanings for the prayer wheel, which is right there, that brown wooden thing with the gold top that spins also, that's the prayer wheel, and explaining the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, each of the symbols. He's already giving us one interpretation already. Is that about it? I think that's about it. If not, yeah. Sometimes Geshe-la will find a verse, and he'll talk about Shantideva, and it's from this book, Guide to a Bodhisattva's Way of Life. You'll be able to see it in the back. He made some kind of quote just last time. I didn't have my book with me, so I can't pinpoint the verse. I forgot to look it up. All fears are caused by the mind. He's saying that you have to protect the mind by mindfulness. So I bet that's on guarding alertness, probably. So he says that you only need to practice. He says the only practice that you need is to guard your mind. You don't need any other practice at all. And Buddhism is what Shanti Devi was saying. He's saying protecting your mind helps you to overcome fear. So if you want all happiness, abandon all desire. If you abandon all desire, you'll have supreme happiness. As long as you chase desire, you won't be content. But if you chase wisdom, you will be content. So that's the verses that he was talking about. Oh, so that's actually the first verse in chapter 5, Guarding Alertness. Those who wish to guard their practice very tenderly guard their minds. And then I believe he mentioned this a few weeks ago too. So, okay. So I guess we can just try to sit and get our minds ready to receive the teachings. Okay, so if you'll please turn to the first base sheet in the white prayer book. We'll start by chanting Shakyamuni's Buddha's mantra three times, then the four immeasurables in English right below, and then right below that, the four immeasurables in Tibetan. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedevatam mantras, and let's chant Chenrezig's mantra eight times, and then right above that, Green Tara's mantra seven times. Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha, 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh, sorry, it's my fault. It's not all the way on. It begins the meditations. One meditation. This meditation has been done. Before, you know, like meditating on emptiness. So what we'll do first, you know, we just sit there, try not to think anything specific, So sit there, you know, try not to think anything specific, you know, so try, you know, your best, you know, to not to think any. So when I say not think anything, I mean not to think any specific. So then from there, maybe, you know, a little while, so then from there, then we think something. What we are going to think, self, I. And see how how I appears, you know, how the I, the self, how that appears, you know. This is a technique to go beyond, imposed or super projected, you know, self. So try to go beyond that, you know, okay? So that's the whole idea. So then that's called meditation on emptiness then. So first we'll sit, you know, try not to think any specific things a little while. Probably take a little time, you know. So then from there, when you get the then from think something, you know, something that's like self. Okay? Let's start. too short. Short is good. Short is good. Long is no good. At the beginning, long is no good. So make sure next time when you think about meditation, make sure you don't get, feel the throb. So that's no good. And the next time when you think about meditation, you should get more excited. So the best, I think, time to stop is when you feel good, then stop. So not to push continuously. Beginner, short, many sessions. When you become so familiar, less long. Less sessions, long period. Okay. So now, what do you think? Do you think that you can now my English is getting really, really old. Do you think that we can think nothing? Nothing specific. Short period of time. So then logically it doesn't make sense if that period can be extended. Right? So that's good news. Do you think short period, say 5 seconds, say maybe 1 minute, can we think nothing specific? Yeah, that's good. That's very good news. So should not be surprised, that's something that we are capable of. So then, as I mentioned, then think, something. Or, it can be done through thinking something very specific, wholeheartedly. It's kind of equivalent of, thinking probably not really nothing, but thinking less. Thinking less can be done through thinking something very specific, seriously. With all your energy, So then there's like thinking something specific with the all effort. So this can be called thinking less other things. So now here, this is like not thinking anything specific. So then why we are trying to think not to think any specific, because right after that we are going to think something specific, that's self. So now what is self? And how self appears? So much the idea behind the meditation is so much mistakes been made based on that the superimposed self or super exaggerated self. Based on that, so much the confusions, the confusion have been created based on that. So that's why emptiness teaching is the method to eliminate all of that. So now you are sitting there and now thinking something very specific about yourself. Kepu means self. Sami. It's not a body, Jebusami, it's not a body. If you're thinking it's body, it's not body. But when our hand gets hurt, we say I hurt myself, even though the hand is not self. But we say I got hurt. Because your hand got hurt, then you say I got hurt, but even though hand is not you. Am I correct? The hand is not you, but there's close bound between body and the self. So then, Now you are trying to, do really serious, serious, say, profound, serious meditations, and trying to identify, what is self, Now you, so you are going through this, analysis. Jebusami, it's not the earth element, when it's related to our physical body, that's my physical body. Something not solid. You say our body is not self. Because people lose hand, some case. And you don't but it's still self, it's still there. Even though you don't have hand, it's still there. It's not that clearly shows that hand is not self. Jebusami, it's not a body. Chu means, it's not a water element, liquid. Whatever the liquid inside, that you are not that. You are not the body, you are not the liquid. Jebusami chuma mean, it's not the heat. There's no fire element. Jebusami chuma mean, lumi is not the oxygen. Oxygen, the air, oxygen, so Jebusami chuma mean, lumi is not the space. It's not the space within the body. Jebusami chuma mean, Namshemai, it is not the consciousness, it's not the mind. Namshemai, goodness. It's not the body, it's not the heat, it's not the liquid, it's not the space, it's not the oxygen, it's not the consciousness. Now, then, it's not, self is not all of that, Namshemai, goodness. So now, what is self? You are saying this is not self, this is not self, that is not self, this is not. Now, what is self? Merely imputed based on aggregate, what is called self. That is self. It's mere self. It's mere. It's merely imputed self. So we are not getting that, we are not seeing that, as a self. We are seeing something that's like so much layers, and it's already been put there, so many layers means projection, so many projections is put there, So this is like what it calls this meditation is not, this meditation will eventually lead to the meditation on emptiness, but actually it is not close to meditation on emptiness, but it's not meditation on emptiness. But that's how the meditation has been done, like that. The goal is to try to distinguish between superimposed self and the self that's merely imputed on the aggregate. That's the one we need to understand. Otherwise, that's why not seeing the there's no true truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth. That's why not seeing the ultimate truth is hidden beyond this conventional truth, which is, so much of that is like projected by mind. So that's just what I want to share, So usually I say, when you think about the definition of meditation, it's like making yourself familiar with something. So in that regard, I say, you can't just sit down and think. Sometimes people have people misunderstood the definition of meditations or the word meditations and say, just sit there and think nothing. No, so that I say, that's not easy, sit there and think nothing, So in this case, this meditation begin with, try to think nothing means nothing specific. It's not really nothing. Nothing specific, okay? So then some kind of meditations, meditation based on this, if you are interested, based on this mantra, as I mentioned before, every single Tibetan, except the infant, except that, every one of them probably know this, called six-syllable mantra, or manipimihu. This is the mantra of compassion. Inside, there's no millions of mantra. It's inside here. Oh, this is made here, so this is called prayer will. So, this is also kind of technique they use to help themselves to improve their inner qualities, loving kindness, compassion, mainly compassion. This is called mantra of compassion. So mantra, here probably not, again, probably, I'm not sure about you, but you know, the media people, they misunderstood the meaning of mantra. They say mantra is something that people say again and again. Yeah, of course, you know, that people say again, that's not the meaning of mantra. Media, so when they say mantra, so that means, you know, people say something again and again. So then there's many, many interesting kind of mantra. If you say, people say things again and again, then people curse. So then that would also can be also mantra too. That's, I don't think that's a good mantra. No. So mantra, people does say again and again, but saying again and again doesn't mean mantra. So mantra, the definition of mantra is like, ye job means protect your mind. Something that protects your mind. That's the definition of mantra, okay? So, then, you know, this is called mantras. these are the, how is it, manifestations of enlightened thought. Thought, these are manifestations. Am I making sense? Manifestations of enlightened thought. That's why reciting that, you know, so that will be benefit, okay? So now, so I did explain a little bit, Nadine. There are four ways of teaching, four different ways of teaching. As Ratu Vitsasa means, you know, like the goat, when the goat eats grass. So if you see one goat, you know, goat. So when they eat the grass, you know, they eat only tip of the grass, they don't eat all the way down. So they eat here. So they, you know, goat likes to kind of eat in high. They don't like eat on the, they always, you know, kind of like, if there's anything to climb, they always climb, they eat the tip of the grass. They don't finish all the way down. So they jump to another one. That's how they eat. So that means, you know, that's the one kind of teaching style. You say, explain a little bit here, then not finish all the way down, then here, a little bit here, then a little bit here. It's everything that you said is incomplete. There's one way of teaching. So there's no money mantra. I explained a little bit here. It's not really complete. So there's the goat way of teaching. So teaching styles of goat eating grass is what it's called. Then, so when the crow make nest, so when you look at the crow nest, you know, some of the other bird nest is very organized, you know, well made. You know, crow is, you know, you just doing one piece of wood there, just throw there, you know, that doesn't matter, it's like here or that doesn't matter. They put one here, then everything kind of like, you know. There's like explaining a little bit from here, a little bit from here, a little bit from there, a little bit from there, you know. It's not complete. There's like teaching style, crow making nest. There's only three or four. Then Mijing says our means, you know. Very old people, very bit old people, where they eat food. They only eat the soft one, they leave the hard one. So that means explaining easy part, but leaving the difficult part. There's no making sense. There's like you know, only chewing, only that you, you know, something you can chew, then you eat that, you know, something you cannot chew, then you just leave there. So that's the one. So So this teaching style has everything, all of them three together, combined. So now, as they're trying to get away from that explaining money mantra, so make sure that explanation of the money mantra doesn't become like goat eating grass. So that's why I'm going to continue. Okay, this. So this is called compassion mantra. Compassion mantra. So I always explain. So now today, you know, like I did explain a little bit about how to do meditation on this mantra. Meditation on this mantra. So now it is important. Shantideva, you know, this text written in 8th century. This text has been written in 8th century by Indian master called Shantideva. In this text, it's chapter number, I think, 5, it says very clearly so much, you know, fear, so many fears because of mind. Mind created. I mark here, so this is all related. No, this money explanation, this is all related. Okay, this is all related. I'm trying to make connections. These are jibba tamje tans. No, jibba means fear. Jibba is fear. Tamje means all fear, not just one fear, all fear. Jibba tamje tans. Was Shantideva said in 8th century, the jibba tamje tans. Dunga padu mebai. Dunga means suffering. It's not just one. It's like overwhelming suffering, you know, like, or maybe like, unthinkable amount of suffering. Dungapa to nearby. Simply jungwa, you know, shit. This is all because due to the mind. Make sense? Because of mind. Yangda, sungwa ni this. That's what Shantideva was saying. That's what Buddha said, you know, all the fear, all the suffering, simply because of mind. Tedar jigden sumbu nas. Jigden sumbu nas. Jigden sum means, I'm not sure how they translate it in English. When you talk about three realms, when you see the word three realms, this is a little bit different. This is also same number, but this is a little bit different. Three realms means bizarre realms, the realm where we live now is called bizarre realm. If you put that in the color, it's like white color, I think. Then there's like another level called form realm. There's another level called formless realm. There's three realms. So these are three realms. So Jigyo Sumbo, this is like, three is like underground, universe, above the ground, then space. In the space, this is called three realms. That are Jigyo Sumbo Nas. Within those three, I'm not sure how they translate it. Three realm is different. Then three world is like underground, above the ground, the space. That's called three world. Here, okay, Jinnis Mula. Same with Jibba Shenga Mes. If this, you know, everything, you know, fear and all the suffering, if that's based on the mind, there's no fear, that's not created by mind. There's no fear, that's not created by mind. That's what it says. So now, how to eliminate? So mindfulness, which is called like rope. Mindfulness like rope. We have to try, you know, we must try. Otherwise, you know, it will be there. It will not go away. Simply, we just wish. That's not how, you know, things get better. You know, simply because everybody has wish. You have wish, I have wish, you know. I wish that I would enlighten right now. But, you know, the enlightenment will not happen right now, simply because I wish. That's not how, you know, it happens. So same, you know, if you are going through a lot of fears, you know, if you are going through a lot of, you know, difficulties, so now we must try, you know, some technique, you know, how to overcome, you know. So we have this incredible intelligence as a human being, so we must utilize that intelligence to improve ourselves. So now that's why the meditation become not just important, it's very necessary. So now, mindfulness is like rope. And as I mentioned last Wednesday night class, it's not just any mindfulness, no, just me mindful or it's here. It's not like that mindfulness. This is specific mindfulness. It has three characteristics. First, that mindfulness, that type of mindfulness needs object. That's one characteristic. First, object, you know. It can be anything, you know, an object. So then, you know, able to remember that object frequently. No, not like when the weather is sunny, then objects have completely been forgotten. Then when the weather is kind of like raining, kind of dark, cloudy, then remember, it's not like that. No, frequently means, you know, every day is a bit, okay? The second characteristic. Then third one is, you know, not let the mind wander, you know, off the track, you know, like that, okay? This mindfulness has three characteristics, that kind of mindfulness. Then you can call it like rope. If you manage to tie elephant, which is, this case is not really elephant, it's like mind, our mind. The why it's called elephant is so, it's like equal as powerful as elephant animal, you know. It's very powerful, you know. It's very powerful because this very mind can lead you all the way to enlightenment, no doubt. No, within a couple of years, if you put effort, all this mind can lead you somewhere that you, you know, will be spending time there many years, you know, like that. It's everything is happening based on that. Same thing, Langbo Tantana, if you can manage to Tamta means, you know, how you say, I'm not sure there's any good example in America. In Buddhism, you heard about Dharma protectors, some of them appear as a very kind of wrathful, scary looking. Not all of them, no, some of them, their appearance is exactly like their appearance. There's something, you know, like anyway, like, so when you're doing a lot of meditation, when, you know, don't think that I'm doing this, I'm just saying, for whatever I'm saying is all intellectual, I have no experience at all. I have no experience. Don't just think that I'm doing this, that's completely a mistake. You know, that's confusion. Another confusion, you don't need to add on another confusion. So make it clear, you know, what I'm saying, you know, what I learned, you know, mostly intellectual here. So, some of the protectors, you know, they, Tamla times, they used to be, you know, like a negative spirit. So then some great practitioners in the most like renowned one is like Pema Sambhava is called Guru Rinpoche, Pema Sambhava. So when he came to Tibet, you know, there's all this, you know, shamanism, all kind of practice that people do in Tibet. So then he is, you know, he, on the way to Tibet, you know, he met, you know, different species like people, like spirit. So then some of the spirit, he give them order. He just simply give the order. Now from now on, you are not going to harm any living beings. So that's called tamta, means like giving order. Okay. So now here, simply langbo tamta means if you can manage to give order to your mind, what to think, what to not to think. Make sense? Oh yeah, tamta. So that's good as it can get with my English. Tamta is it. Jiva tamje major issues. So then all the fear will disappear. Jiva tamje lata no means all the good things will come to you. In this case, means, you know, this good things refers to the practice. It's not, you know, piece of car or piece of big house. It's not like that. This is all, you know, then it's positive thought. You can easily generate a positive thought, you know. You don't feel like generating, thinking something positive. You don't feel like, you know, like pushing the rock on the hill, uphill. Right now, it's difficult like that, you know. It's not thinking negative. It's like pouring the water down the cliff, down the hill. Doesn't require any effort. Just put this, just go without effort, just like that. So, this has been said in 8th century by Shantideva, one of the Indian master, you know, Kunyachin, Vettaba, Simji Lambo Tamtana, Jibra Tamji Mejuji. Then slowly, not right away, slowly, all the fears will go away, it will disappear. Then all the, you know, positive thought will easily be generated. Lato means they will come to your hand. They will come to your hand. So like, if the gold is hidden beneath the ground, the radiation of the gold, I think they are saying in Tibetan, so as if you have a piece of meat in your hand, the vulture will come. You don't have to worry about, you know, whether the vulture will come or not. So they are similar, like if you have this kind of, you know, like mindfulness practice that you do, I think this, you know, all the fear will go away slowly. Then all the positive thought will easily come to your hand. Okay, so this is based on this book. It's been written in the 8th century. You know, this is a wonderful book. That's what His Holiness Dalai Lama read in the monastery. It has 10 chapters. Now this is like with the commentary. You know, without commentary, probably it's going to be like this. The rest is from commentaries. Monastery, we memorize. Monk can say without looking at book, they can say every single thing. They can just say through by heart. Not just one monk, many monks, you know. They can. That's how most of the study has been done, monastery. Because in the classroom, you are not allowed to bring any books. There's no books. You debate there, and everybody remembers, you know, the textbook by their heart. So that's how the monks, you know, is very good at memorizing things, you know. Some of them can recite 1,000 pages without looking at a book. They can recite, you know. Oh, anyway, this is a wonderful book to read. So now, with this, so then, need, you know, as I mentioned, you can use your breath, you know, you can use physical movement, you can watch your emotions, you can watch your footstep. So now the point here is, you know, how to guard the mind. Guard the mind, that's the point, how to guard the mind. Whatever method they use, even though it's not been taught here, without losing the point. Point here is like to manage the mind and able to give order to the mind. That's the whole point, okay? So now with that, I'll explain this a bit. This mani mantra can be explained syllable by syllable or by has a difference between the word and syllable. What's the difference between word and syllables? So when I say om, is it word or syllable?
Syllable.
Or syllable.
Or word.
Okay. Then say om, ma, that's syllable, right? Mani is word. Oh, good, wonderful. So that's exactly what I want explained, so that's good. It makes it easier for me. So it can be explained by syllable by syllable. It can be explained by word. So last time I did like syllable by syllable. So this time, word. Okay. Om. So this whole meaning, you know, like wisdom and compassion, what you call two wings, or the unification of method and wisdom, combinations, you know. Otherwise, just wisdom, you'll trap. Just compassion, you'll trap. You need both in order to fly successfully. We need both wings. So this is the whole meaning of this Mani mantra, the wisdom and the combination of wisdom and method, okay? Om. So this is word now, you know. It could be syllable, now it's word. It's a word because it has three letters together. You know, A, U, Ma. When you say simultaneously, it becomes Om. If you say separately, then you say A, U, Ma. A, U, Ma, that's what you say, same, you know, A, U, Ma. When you say this simultaneously, then it becomes Om. So this, you know, this is like the way to draw. Where to draw? Draw all the essence of all the enlightened that's in according to Buddhist histories. There's like 1002 Buddha, 1002 Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha is number 4. The Maitreya is going to be 5. So I'm not sure, like, size of our body is like increasing or shrinking. I mean, after generation, size of our body is like increasing or shrinking. Increasing? I think that's wrong. Can you believe that at some point the human being, the size of the human being is going to be like this? Can you imagine? Like this? No? Yeah. According to Buddha, that's going to happen down the road, you know. It's going to be, and it's going to be like, Then age, you know. Age. When you become 5 or maybe 6, 7 years, then gray hair. Then 10 is the most. Then after that, then people live like thousands and thousands of thousands of thousands of years. Many, many thousands. They live really, really long, long, long time. So there's another point here. That's why I'm not able to finish explanation of money. So I said something that's not useful things. I just can't control my mouth. So this is like when this is like verbally you try to draw the all the has the way to like draw all their essence. When you say om, it's like, you know, essence from their body, speech and mind. You're trying to draw that together, you know. So then, and in your mind, this is Avalokiteshvara. That's Avalokiteshvara or Chaitanya. There's a figure, the forearm Chaitanya. There's no thousand arm, forearm. Then there's like there's three kinds. So here's like a forearm Chaitanya. And you're trying to draw all this essence from this 1002 Buddhas all into the Chaitanya. So that's what they symbolize. Make sense? Okay, this was Om. They are saying simultaneously, that means Chaitanya is the combination of all of that. Okay? Om Che. The Sanskrit word is called Avalokiteshvara. Chaitanya means, you know, looking at the sentient beings, not just one time, all the time. That's what we call Chaitanya. That's the meaning of this name, is looking at the sentient beings all the time, not just one time, then lose interest. It's not like that all the time, but Om. So this first word, now money is jewel, symbolize method. When you say two wing, that's like the wisdom and the actually technically the correct way to say is like method and wisdom. Then if you say wisdom and compassion, that's also okay too. You know, there's also nothing wrong. But technically, you said method, that's one wing, then the wisdom is another wing. You know, then so money is jewel. You know, if you possess jewel, any jewel, if you possess gold, is jewel? Is gold jewel? What is jewel? Diamond? Okay, diamond, precious metal. Like you know what jewel is. Yeah, so that's good. So, jewel, you know, symbolize bodhicitta, compassion, loving kindness. Okay? That's what it means, jewel. So jewel has, you know, potentials to like eliminate poverty of somebody. Similarly, bodhicitta, loving kindness, compassion has, you know, potentials to eliminate poverty. Suffering beings, when they meet with one compassionate beings, they get benefit. No doubt about that. Regardless, believer, not believer, scientist, if you have compassion, you know, then you have sympathies, you know, so they will use help, you know. So there's money, there's a second word, money means jewel, they symbolize bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is a kind of mindset, you know. Not just thinking about one suffering, thinking about suffering of all living beings. I am going to eliminate all the suffering of all beings right now. That's your thinking, that's the mindset, that's called bodhicitta. If that mind's there, day and night, then you become bodhisattva. So then little problem become nothing, because your thinking is something that nobody can think. You know, I am going to create the world without poverty. That is bodhicitta. Different way to say, but world without poverty, world without hunger. That's, you know, big job. But that mindset, that is called bodhicitta, okay, bodhicitta. So the compassion, you know, I already mentioned, as many times, different, from a Buddhist point of view, what is, how you define love, how you define compassion, I already explained many times, so I'm not going to do that because there's not much time. Their loving kindness, manage it. Pay me. You can hear it, pay me, you know, pay me. I'm also not very good in English grammar, of course, no. I have no English grammar at all. But Tibetan grammar is also, you know, some is not very good too. So, pay me is lotus. Yeah, lotus. And symbolize wisdom. Here is not just any wisdom, here this is talking about specific wisdoms. Wisdom that understand self. Like true self. Self that exists, self that's not been exaggerated, you know, like projected, self which exists, mere self. That type of wisdom. So that might say to me, who is like, you know, how do you say, like, best door? How do you say, best door? How do you say? B-E-S-T, best, best, best door or toe? Huh? Best door? Bistro. Bistro, okay, bistro. Yes. To give me. Has the best of, huh? Yeah, to give, like, here, when you are saying, Om Mani Padme Hum, you are saying, like, someone holding, like, the, Navodhyama Dzungpa, means, like, somebody who is holding lotus and jewel, precious jewel, that is charity. Then asking, give me compassion. How you say it? Best door. My pronunciation is no good, so, used to say downtown, people don't understand. Then John Brown said, no, it's not downtown, you have to say downtown. So this is medicine, that's cancer, that's it. Medicine, downtown, sorry. So best door, how is best door? So now you are saying, when you say, Om Mani Padme Hum, you are, like, in your mind, you are thinking, you know, one who holds precious jewel and lotus, best door, how you say, best to me, best upon me, compassion. Basically saying, help me to develop compassion. So then with that mindset, you are saying this mantra, that's how it helps, you know. compassion, okay. So then when you look at the image of this forearm charity, you know, that's like forearm, two arm, that's holding the close to the heart. What is holding jewel. It's holding jewel, you know, that symbolizes bodhicitta, you know, compassion, loving kindness. That's the two hands holding close to the heart. That's, you know, jewel. Then the right hand holds, the left hand holds lotus. Lotus symbolizes wisdom. So the right hand holds rosary, crystal rosary. So now, with wisdom or method or wisdom and compassion, you know, so that's how all the trouble in our own life, in the universe, that's how could solve through wisdom and compassion. So this is the meaning of the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. This is like one way to explain is like based on the word. That's how I did. No, so then based on the syllables, then you explain each syllable. No? So this is actually now complete. So then when you say Om, the certain color you can think of. Why are you here?
I will make an announcement after
you're finished. Okay. quickly, one like last thing, and then. So Deva realm, celestial realm. I'm not sure how many people believe in celestial realms. How many human realm? Whether we believe or not, we see. No, we are human realms. Animal realm is there. We see animals. So then, Actually, there are six of them. Six. So then, the rest is unknown. Some people have some clue. You know, some people, you know, like say, according to Buddhism, it's not surprising. If somebody say, oh, I see angel, it's not something very foreign. It's not surprising. It's not something mystical, and people do see, you know. So, according to Tibetan lunar calendars, you know, every month of Tibetan lunar calendars, like 15, 8, 29, the beings from celestial realms visited in our realms. That's why, you know, merit multiplies. You know. So, out of six realms, human realms, animal realms, so then there's other realms, you know. So all those realms, you know, I think the devil realms, they experience probably worse form of depressions, they experience 1 week before they die in the devil realms, celestial realms. Not every being in the celestial realms, they are enlightened, you know. So they are, compared to human, they have less problem. You know, they don't fight for power. There's no prime minister. There's no president. You know, there's no like, you just think something, oh, cheesecake just appears. No, there's no cheesecake store. You go there, buy, somebody makes, not like that, you know. And you even like possess some kind of aura around your body. You smell good all the time. You don't need to put perfumes. You know, everything's, you know, like, yeah, you live, compared to human realms, you live quite a long time. But basically, you are completely drunk by pleasures. You know, completely drunk by pleasures. So then 1 week before your death, you know. It's not somebody, you don't have to go to fortune teller. You kind of know that you are going to die. So then, worse form of depression you go through. So that's their problems. Then demigods, asura, demigod realms, then there's no, not really the, it's not all the way to celestial realms, but you know, below there's another kind of realms called, in the Sanskrit it's called asura, demigod realms. So there is like a lot of jealousy, competition with the celestial realms, a lot of jealousy. There's a worse suffering they go through. So then human realms, no, don't need to explain. So we all know. Then animal realms, you see. Then Yida, there's another, then the number five is called Hungry Ghost Realm. Hungry Ghost Realms. There are several realms, you know, live long time. Worst suffering they go through is hunger. Thirsty hunger. So then, last one is called Hell Realm. So, you know, so then I think all of us know, kind of intellectually knows, you know, what kind of form of suffering they go through. So then thinking, you know, saying this mantra and you're imagining helping them to overcome, you know, those sufferings, you know. Okay, so celestial realms, whoever going through worse form of depression, you think about them. So, thinking about, that's the smartest way to think about yourself. Thinking about others, the smartest way to think about yourself. You know, helping others, that's the best way to help yourself. Helping yourself, ignoring others, that's not the skillful way to help yourself. So then, you say, you know, then you just imagine the white color. Something white color. Now, let me finish this. I'll go quick. Otherwise, it's going to be incomplete. Then you are going to say, oh, now he's teaching today Mani Mantra like goat eating grass. So, there's something to meditate, something to meditate on. No. Okay, we have to have something to meditate on. Otherwise, it's not going to be productive meditations. Then it's not going to help you to manage or control your mind. Okay, so something white and just imagine helping all of that. Okay, there's a white color. Ma, then the syllable by syllable. Ma. You don't need to look at the Tibetan word, but you can also use English word too. Ma, green color. So that's like green color, imagine then, you know, eliminating the suffering of jealousy in the demigod realm, astral realms. Then knee, here, yellow color. Here, yellow color. So right now, it's sake of knowledge we are learning. Then next time, if somebody comes to you, can you explain me the Mani mantra? You can just say, at least you can benefit, at least you can, something to feel good of, at least you are passing down the instruction that has originated, that has origin, rather than you just made it up last night. You know, like that, okay? Oh, Mani is there. Fit. Fit. Then there's like blue color. Then eliminate the suffering of animal realms. Okay? So then, me, red color, hungry ghost. Dark blue. Then there's like hell realms. Make sense? Dark blue, dark blue, dark blue. So now you have something to, when you say, oh, Mani Padme is just, instead of just mere word, now you have something to think about. So when you think about it, when you think, it becomes more powerful, you know. So then it means something to you when you say, Om Mani Padme Hum. No, you can think about your pet. If some of your pet is going through some difficulties, you don't need to look for something highly level prayer. You don't need to say, you just say, Om Mani Padme Hum. People frequently ask me when they are somebody lost, you know, somebody from their family, they ask me what kind of specific prayer they're asking me. You just say, simply, say Om Mani Padme Hum. That's what we do. In Tibetan community, just say Om Mani Padme Hum. You know, there's a lot of benefit Om Mani Padme Hum. Okay. Oh yeah. So with that, then I'll stop here. So then, I think now I complete the explanation of Mani Mantra. So now one last part about the symbols. The two hand holding the jewel. That is bodhicitta, compassion, loving kindness, that's what it symbolizes. Holding the forearm, chariot, holding something in hand, that's called jewel, symbolizes bodhicitta, compassion, loving kindness. Right hand holding crystal rosary. The rosary itself could symbolize, if somebody asks you what the rosary symbolizes, you can say the rosary, the bead itself symbolizes bodhicitta, loving kindness, compassion. So then the something go inside, what about string? String symbolizes wisdom. If somebody asks you, that's correct way to explain, okay? So then lotus, of course, you know, symbolizes, you know, the method, the whole meaning. Somebody who's holding lotus and the jewel bestow upon me compassion. That's the meaning of the mantra. Okay. Sometimes there's a jewels in the lotus, jewels in the lotus. You can say jewels in the lotus, but you have to understand jewels is loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, lotus, wisdoms, or two wings. So that's how we are going to get enlightened. Wisdom, compassion, that's how we are going to overcome from all the fear, all the suffering. Eventually, it's only a matter of time. We all are going to get enlightened. You know, so, so if you want to wait all the way in, that's up to you. But eventually, we are all going to get enlightened. Sooner or later. So then this is very simple. Om Mani Padme Hum. If you are thinking about somebody, or some of your friends going through some difficulty, you can just say this mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. You know, so then how it benefits? This is called extremely hidden phenomena. That's going to be my answer. If you ask me how it's going to benefit, you could say mystical way. According to Buddhism, we say extremely hidden phenomena. That means you cannot ask questions. Just joking. So there's object, obvious object, then hidden object, extremely hidden object. Being generous, you are going to be wealthy in next life. Now, practicing patience, you are going to be very attractive in the next life. How? That is extremely hidden phenomena. Oh, so need to rely on spiritual scriptures. So that, you know, so then need to understand the person who taught the scriptures. Are that person reliable? Physically, mentally, verbally. You know, so then, that's how you, okay, yeah, so with that, so I'll stop. So then, I usually do, you know, a couple of mantras. The mantras, this for all for you. Some of the mantras, you know, you know, people come to me, oh, Gisela, you know, there's no, my kids are having suicidal thoughts. It's kind of heartbreak. There's nothing I can do. No, there's nothing I can do. So I've been, you know, like, I thought about that quite a bit. So then since then, I recite this mantra at the center before the club and the class end. So there's some of the mantras to prevent, just simply hearing the mantra will prevent from untimely death. You know, that also, you know, suicidal thoughts all include death, accident, all of that. So then some of the mantra is, you know, to just simply hearing the mantra will create the cause to be born in, not in the celestial realms, but the pure realm, pure lands. So then some of the mantra is simply hearing that, you know, will prevent from the lower rebirth. Such as animal realms, you know. Then some of the mantra is for your good health. So then eventually the mantra that is related to your health, the good health, you know. So that, you know, eventually probably, not today, but eventually when I say this mantra, then I want you to visualize some colors on your head. Not today. There's not much time. It's way over now. Discipline is here, already here. Somebody